Hello, hello, you fat old boy.
Hello there, darker than me.
Listen. How would thou like to go out with thee and play a little golf with me?
Boy, I never did shot one. Do they get up fast?
Well,
how little is this?
Oh, wait a minute, you leather-headed fool. I don't mean anything but flies.
No.
I mean anything but flies.
No.
I mean, how would you like to play golf with me?
Oh, I would like to, but I never did play golf before in my whole life.
Oh, I see. You as a new beginner, huh?
Son, I don't even know how to hold the divot.
Oh, dear, wait a minute. Look, sonny boy.
What?
It's time you learn how to do it.
Yes,
sir, and I'm going to give you your first lesson.
How much is it going to cost me?
It ain't going to cost you nothing.
That's good.
I'm giving it to you free of charge. Don't cost you a dime. You get it for nothing.
There must be something wrong with it then, huh?
Now, wait a minute, fat old boy.
You're going to put Vaseline on the stick handles.
I am not. Wait a minute, son. I am an expert golfer.
Is you got hoof and mouth disease?
Hoof and mouth disease?
Yeah.
Certainly not. Why?
Well, if you's a golfer, you bust it out with it, because all golfers, they suffers with it.
Now, how come all golfers have that?
Well, they hoofs all day and go home and mouths around all night.
Oh, hey. Come on now, fat old boy. Us go to the links.
Sausage links?
No.
Cuff links?
No.
Missing links?
Yeah. No. The golf links, boy. Is you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Get on the sound effect.
I'm on.
Here we is at the course.
Doggone, we must come by television or something, didn't we?
Never mind. Now, come on. Let's go to tea.
Do they serve tea here?
What?
Couldn't I have some wrench down instead?
Oh, wait a minute. Boy, this is a golf tea, not a pink tea.
Oh.
You crazy rascal, you.
Yeah.
If us was members here, you know us could get us ourselves a caddy.
You mean a tea caddy? Is they got sarsaparilla caddies here, too?
A caddy, boy, caddy. A caddy is a boy who carries the bags and the clubs for you, and then you don't have to get all puck-chested and stuff.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Huh?
Here we is. Go ahead. Put the ball down there.
I ain't going to do it. You're going to step on it.
I am not.
Huh?
Put down that.
All
that's
right.
That's it.
Huh?
Now, do you want to take a practice swing?
You know, my uncle done that one time and it killed him.
A practice swing killed your uncle?
Uh-huh.
How come that?
Well, one time he went out to address a large concourse of people, and they had built a little platform out there specially for him to make the spooch on.
Uh-huh.
When he got out there, he climbed on the platform, and some unknown reason, he got his neck all tangled up in the rope, and there was the carpenter hadn't done a good job on the platform, and the platform gave way, and my uncle fell and strangled him to death.
Boy, will you stop that foolishness?
Huh?
Boy, you've got to take this here game serious.
Or miss, huh?
Now, the first thing you have to do is to learn to keep your eye on the ball.
Oh, sneak thieves around here, huh?
No. There ain't no sneak thieves here.
No.
When you hit the ball, you have to keep your eye on it.
Oh, I hit myself in the eye when I hit the ball, huh?
Yes. No, you don't. Your eye follows the ball.
Where do the ball go?
Well, wherever you hit it to.
It's an eyeball then, ain't
it's
it?
It is not. Never mind all that, fat old boy.
Huh?
Just take this here driver here. Go ahead and hit the ball with it.
Huh?
Aim for that pin way over there.
Sonny, you gonna stand here with your ruby lips flapping in the atmosphere and tell me you see a little pin in the grass? Boy, you got the best eyesight I ever did was see. You can see a pin here. Where is it at?
Oh, look, fat old boy.
Is it safety pin?
No, there ain't no safety pin.
What is it?
You see that white flag way over there?
Huh?
Well, that's the pin.
Well, it looked like a white flag to me.
It is a white flag, boy, but we calls it a pin.
This golf kind of crazy game, ain't it?
Go ahead and shoot. Go ahead. Aim for the green.
Green what?
Green nothing. Just the green.
Gotta be green something. Green necktie, green stockings, green tree or something.
Oh, look, fat old boy.
Huh?
You see that patch of green over there?
Huh?
That's the green.
Oh.
There's 18 of them things hanging around here.
Yeah.
There's all green.
Could I eat a little bit of one of them?
Eat it. What for?
Well, the doctor's orders. He told me to live on greens as much as possible.
I swear, boy, you get crazy and crazier than me. Go ahead and shoot, will you?
Huh?
And don't forget, sonny boy, keep your eye on the ball.
Oh, son, I got my name and address on it, and if I had a telephone number, I'd put that on there, too. Ain't nobody going to steal my pretty little 35-cent ball.
Oh, wait a minute, boy. What are you waiting for? Go ahead. Hit the ball.
Well, all right, then. Put that watch in your pocket so I can hit the ball.
What do you mean, watch? Boy, that's a compass.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, all right. Wham, I hit the ball. Smack. That's good, ain't it?
I feel good.
It's right straight down the fairway.
Yeah, no boomerangs for me.
You sure you ain't never played this here game before?
Now, what do us do now?
Well, you wait till I smack one. Here I go.
What you wiggling like that for? You got something?
You mean like this here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting my stamp.
It's like you got ants in your stamp.
Why, fat old boy, and watch me.
Huh?
You do as I do. I missed it.
Boy, this is a tough course, ain't it?
Huh? Well, here I go. Yeah. Look out, that fat. Look out.
Huh?
Here comes the golf ball right this way. Look out.
Clunk. Oh, me. Ouch. Oh, boy, that ball hit me on top of my round head. Ouch.
Well, wait a minute. That's all right, sonny boy.
Well,
you can buy the man another ball.
This.
Uh-oh, look out, look out. Here come the man. He's coming over.
Oh, pardon me. Did you boys see my ball around here? It came this way.
See, it, man, it hit me on top of my head. Ouch, double out.
Say, what's the idea of you hauling off with your bare face hanging out and hitting my friend on top of his pretty little head that way? Maybe this will give him confusion of the brain. Oh, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I got delicious trimmings already.
I know, but I'm sorry, but I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I thought I saw the flag over here. My mistake.
Yeah, and my head. I'm going to sue you up for $500.
$500?
Yeah.
But didn't you hear me shout four?
Well, I'm losing money, but I'll take it. Come on, Pickles.
Yeah, wait a minute, boy. Where are you going now?
I'm going to get us one of them white flags and tote it around with us all day long. Let's go make some sure enough money, huh?
Tonight, our program is dedicated to the veterans of the foreign wars. Don't forget to buy your coffee. Model tobacco is the kind you like to smoke at the price you like to pay. You've heard us say that many times. Let me repeat it. Model tobacco is the kind you like to smoke at the price you like to pay. Of course, we assume you like your tobacco mild, but with good, rich, natural tobacco flavor and fragrance. That you like it to smoke cool and steady without burn or bite. That you want it free as possible from sauce or flavoring material, so it will smoke down to a clean ash and leave no gummy heel in the bottom of the bowl. We also assume you're thrifty, as most pipe smokers are. Perhaps you want to economize in your smoking, so don't hesitate any longer. Buy one of those bright red pouches of Model at the thrifty price of 10 cents. It is truly a Model
of... Did you say 10 cents?
Yes, I said 10 cents. It is truly a Model of pipe tobacco value, for it gives you the kind of tobacco you like to smoke at the price you like to pay. And now we hear the Model Tobacco Orchestra in their special arrangement of Chansonette, the solo being played for you by our leader, Benny Kruger, the master of the saxophone.